339, this is Car, and I apologize for screaming, but it was coming across really loud on the bus, and it was hurting the customer's ears. Anyway, I've got him off, but the staff was of absolutely no help, the nurse's aide anyway.
Sorry, that was another dispatcher that took that first RTT, so I'm a little unaware of what you're talking about, but I do remember that another dispatcher was trying to call and have them assist, and yeah, he was struggling. I don't know if it was word choice or what, but yeah, he also made a comment that the person did not seem to understand what he was asking of them, so I do apologize, but it has been notated on the ride that the customer was having difficulty operating their wheelchair.
It wasn't just that. He was also, he has not eaten all day. He's a type 1 diabetic, which is absolute no-no.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the other thing, too, though, where it's in the rider's guide. It is literally in the rider's guide saying to bring all medication, all snacks, anything you might need because of a long bus ride. And if he is that kind of diabetic, then he knows that he needs to have something to eat with him. It is a when you're traveling on fixed route, no one's bringing you snacks. It's kind of the same thing here, of passenger responsibility too, to make sure that they have all the food and all the medications that they might need while they're out on the road.
10-4, I get it. Can you wait just a second, please?
We're going to time out. Give me an RTT when you're ready.